The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Wednesday, August 5th. Good news, Texans fans. We now have two open practices against the Saints, August 19th and 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information on how to get tickets. On day six of training camp, we talked to cornerbacks Fred Bennett and Bryce McCain on how they were trying to take advantage of the absence of Donte Robinson and Jock Reeves.
Jock went down yesterday. Does that make you the leader out there?
Yes, most definitely. You know, like I said, I got the most experience back there, so I'm just going to take it and run with it.
Are you vocal enough to be the leader?
Yes, most definitely. I think I'm vocal. I think I lead by example. You know, I think I got all the right tools. So,
how concerned are you about the secondary with this, how thin it is right now?
I'm not concerned at all, because we got guys out there that can step in and play right away. You know, even though rookies, you know, Glover Quinn, McCain, you know, we got rookies that can step in and play right away. So I'm not concerned at all, you know. Like I say, once we get those guys back healthy, you know, we will accept them with open arms.
Fortunately, it's bad. Like, fortunately, it's bad. But for me, it's an opportunity to come in and play every preseason game. And a lot of rookies don't get that. So I'm very blessed, and I'm just happy to go out there and play.
How's that affected your reps just in this first practice here?
Yesterday, really, the day I had to jump in and go with the ones, and today, it was just the same thing. It didn't really affect my reps. It made my reps less, because if I was two or three, I'd be going more reps, and then it was just one. So,
how you feel you match up against the ones on offense?
I feel good. I love compete. That's just me. If I get beat, hey, I got to come back the next play. I forget about it. So that's how I am. I come back and compete every day. I get a blessing to go against Andre, Kevin Walter, everybody. So I just come out here and bring my A game every day.
Also, Coach Gary Kubiak gave us his take on the cornerback situation.
Bet up the reps for the young corners, obviously, and who all are you going to be looking at back there?
Well, I mean, we really worked with 6.5 guys this morning. Q came back in practice, so, you know, you got all young players other than Fred, and there's a lot of good things going on, and basically what's going to take place now is you're going to see his reps from them. It is, you know. I mean, it's funny how things work. Fred's been, you know, kind of up and down. He's had some chances to start and not start. All of a sudden, he goes into this camp as a starter, and all of a sudden, now he's the lone veteran standing, you know. So it is a chance for Fred to kind of lead the way with the group. Fred's having one heck of a camp, and I think he's adjusted to what David wants very, very well. So, you know, opportunity knocks.
What's the difference in him that you see right now?
Fred's just more mature. I mean, Fred's a pro. I think he's in the best condition he's been in, so that part is easy for him, and I think he really feels like what David's asking him to do fits his game. So, yeah, I see some confidence.
How's this practice today versus yesterday?
Oh, it was very good, Mark. We responded. We practiced good today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey,
would you
check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,